Gemara says, Tanya kavasid Rav Beivai. I'll bring your raya according to Rav Beivai. That says, the Xeris, we don't want you to leave it over. Kli shenitma merav yomtiv. You have a kli that became tummy erav yomtiv. Is ein matfil noise to be yomtiv. You're not allowed to be tabled on yomtiv. Why? Xeris shem yishur. Says clearly, the reason why you can't be tabled is kli on yomtiv is because we're afraid maybe you're going to leave over your kelim until yomtiv. If we'll tell you you're allowed to be tabled kelim on yomtiv, people won't bother putting them to the mikvah a week or a few days before yomtiv. They'll say, let me wait to yomtiv when I have more time. And we're afraid in between this time, they'll come with a takala. You're going to use this kelim with truma, and you'll be time with the truma. Therefore, the Rabbanan said, nothing doing, you can't be tabled on yomtiv. You have to, but that's to do it on erev yomtiv, before yomtiv. Rav Rama, Rav said the fourth time now. Rav Rama of Neishanira kemesakin kli. We said before. Rav was the reason why you can't put a kli in the mikvah on yomtiv or on Shabbos, because it's awesome in the Rabbanan, it looks like you're fixing up the kli. In other words, the way the kli is now, you're not allowed to use it. It's tummy. You can't use it with tyrus. You can't use it. So therefore, by putting it into the mikvah, you're making it usable now. That looks like you're fixing the kli. So it's a gzera, auto tikkun mana, where you come to fix or make o kli, as makvapatish, there'll be nisa diraisa. For the Gemara Yochi, if that's the case, odim nami, an odim should also be yosa to go to the mikvah then. It also looks like you're fixing up yourself. When you're tummy, you have a lockage. You can't go to the base of mikdash. You can't eat truma. When you go to the mikvah, you're masakin yourself. Now you could go to the Beis HaMikdash. Now you could touch Truma. So the person should also be yosa to go to the mikvah. It's according to the other reasons, very good. A person can't carry himself. There's no schita by the person. There's no shia by the person. But I call upon him here by the person. If you say it's a tikkun mana, why isn't there afraid of tikkun by a person also? So Gemara says, Odom nira kameka. When a person goes to the mikvah, it doesn't look as if you're going to fix yourself up. It looks like you're going to take a bath. You're cooling yourself off. It's a hot day. You're cooling yourself off now. That's very good if you go to a nice clean mikvah. But what do you do by most mikvahs? What do? You go to mikvah, it's dirty water. If it's dirty water, then you can't say you're going to take a nice cool bath, because it's dirty water there. So if people see you go down to the dirty mikvah, people know you're going to the mikvah. So how come you're allowed to go to the mikvah on Yom Tov, then on Shabbos? So Amar Rav Nachman, Rav Yitzchok, Tomim Shodim Bo. This rav could be, you know, sometimes people come home in the summer. The imam is schwitzing away. A very hot day. It's Rashi Chaim. It was a very hot day today. The roichet afilu b'mei mishra. A person that you get some cold water, even if mamish water that you had soaking there, the flax, still you wash yourself in it. As even though it's dirty water, sometimes you wash yourself off. For the gemara tenek b'mei tachama. That's very good in the winter, in the summer when it's hot. So you're sweating away. So then you wash yourself off even with dirty water. What do you say in the winter? In the winter it's nice and cold outside. Nobody takes a shower outside, especially in dirty water. So what do you say there? There, if you go to the dirty mikvah on Yom Tov or Shabbos, everybody knows you're going clearly to the mikvah. So it looks like you're going to fix yourself up. That should be awesome. The rabbanim mishum tikkun mana. Amar Rav Nachman, Rav Yitzchok, pomim shodim bo min asodino. Sometimes even in the winter, you come home from the fields. Meluch loch betit. You're all dirty, full of dirt on you have on you. Ovitzai you have schmutz on you. Ve'roichet ha'afilu b'yamei geshamim. And you wash yourself off with any water, even with dirty water. Have you getting the schmutz, the dirt off your hands, off your body. So therefore, the kids, any type of washing you do, a person doesn't look like you're going to the mikvah. It looks like you're taking off the dirt you have on you. Therefore, it's mutter. So Mara says, Teinach b'Shabbos. This is very good on Shabbos or on Yom Tov. Why going to the mikvah on Yom Tov or Shabbos, it doesn't look like you're going to be misaking yourself. It looks just like the people, you're going to clean yourself. What do you say about Yom Kippur? Hey, so on Yom Kippur also, I said, Mikra Adin, you're allowed to go to the mikvah. So here, how can you go to the mikvah on Yom Kippur? Shrashi, Hovade Mucha Milsa, the Tzvila Meskavin, for like a maker. On Yom Kippur, you're not allowed to wash yourself off. So now, if you go to the mikvah on Yom Kippur, it looks clearly you're going to the mikvah to matar yourself. So why isn't it also on Yom Kippur? So my Rav answers like this. Miyika midi, is there anything? The Vishab is shori of Yom Kippur osur. There's no such issa malacha that we know. Malacha is, lamates malacha is, it's more chomer on Shabbos than Yom Kippur. On Shabbos, if you do a malacha, you chayiv skila. On Yom Kippur, if you do a malacha, son, you chayiv misa b'day shemayim. There's no chayiv skila. Therefore, Shabbos is more chomer. So therefore, there's no such issa malacha that applies to Yom Kippur that does not apply to Shabbos. So since on Shabbos you are allowed to go to the mikvah, the Rabbanu were not geyser on Shabbos. You're allowed to go to the mikvah on Shabbos. The Rabbanu were not geyser on Yom Kippur either to go to the mikvah. Has asked the din of rechitz on Yom Kippur itself, like some sheep is also midiraisa, but al Yom Kippur it's only also rechitzah shatayin, washing yourself, something you're enjoying. Well, Hashem can to go to the mikvah, mikvah, then it's mutter in Yom Kippur. Because since it's not for your own pleasure, it's only to become tor, therefore you're allowed to. It's mana gemara, you were allowed to. Now we don't go to. So Mela, since on Shabbos you are allowed to go to the mikvah, the Rabbanu will not ask you on Yom Kippur. Ella, the svar is, hoy, you love a Shabbos shari, since on Shabbos you're allowed to go to the mikvah. Because on Shabbos it doesn't look like you're fixing up your body. It looks like you're still washing yourself off. Via makippah nami shari. Therefore, on Yom Kippur also, you're allowed to go to the mikvah, because Yom Kippur can't be more chomer than Shabbos. Prati Gemara, mi yisle l'rabba hoyil. Like this whole Teretz now is according to Rabba. Is it true, does Rabba hold this rab hoyil? As Rabba said, the reason why you can't go to the mikvah, kelim, because the nearer kemasakin. So the question is then, a person, you have to say, is not nearer kemasakin. But the question is, on Yom Kippur, why is it mutter? You have to say, it's rab hoyil. Hoyil, since, means since. Since on Shabbos you're allowed to, therefore you're also allowed to do it on Yom Kippur. For the Gemara, does Rava hold from the Svar of Hoyel? For your Tanam, we learned like this. Ha choshesh b'shinot. Somebody has a nice big toothache. His tooth is bothering him. You're not allowed to, like, gargle, rinse your mouth with vinegar. Because that's called a refuah. That's the medicine. It takes away the pain. You're not allowed to do refuah on Shabbos. But you're allowed to dip your bread into the vinegar, and eat the bread, and now if you get healed up, you get healed up. Because now it doesn't look like you're doing a mishum refuah to heal yourself. It looks like eating bread and vinegar that you're allowed to do. But just to swallow it the way to put the vinegar in your mouth, that's awesome. Or a minimal law, and this I ask the question. It says, Lo yigameyu poilet. You're not allowed to put the vinegar in your mouth and spit it out. Because by spitting it out, then it looks clearly, you're only doing it for a fool. Like, you're not taking it to drink it. Like, then what are you spitting it out for? Since you're spitting it out, it's mashma, you only want to rinse your mouth with it to take away the pain. But you're allowed to put it into your mouth and then swallow it. Swallow it is mutter. That's the stira. The first part of the price is mashma, lo yigameya ben. You're not allowed to swallow it even. And here it's mashma, swallowing it is mutter. It's only you're not allowed to just gargle like and spit it out. But to swallow it's mutter. For Yom Rabbi is like this. Ki tana nami masnisin. That the Mishnah, first Mishnah said it's also, you can't take this vinegar on Shabbos for a toothache. Migameyo poilet. This also only means to take it and spit it out. If you take it in your mouth and then spit it out, then it looks clearly the only purpose was for refuah to heal you. And that's also to do on Yom Tov. But if your purpose is to swallow it, that's all right. Now, Tanan learned like this. For Rav Amar, Rav says no. Even if you want to say, we're talking about where you're swallowing it, so chrotestira. Our Mishnah says, you're not allowed to swallow it.
Yeah, 1 second. No.
No, it's some even swallowing it. For the kash, there's no question here. Kan koydim tibul, kan liyacha tibul. It depends if you finish eating or not. Rosh says koydim kibul. Rosh says koydim achila. Before you started to have your meal, migameyo baleya. Then you could take the vinegar and swallow it. Because at the beginning of the meal, if you're taking your vinegar, it looks like you're doing it to open up your stomach like an hors d'oeuvres for an entree to make you eat better. If you already finished your meal, v'tovel ma'achol b'chaimitz, and now you dip your food into chaimitz, the mucha milsad lav chaimitz boy lemitam elam mishum refuah. Yeah. But, so therefore, if you finish eating, now if you eat this vinegar, it looks clearly, what's the purpose of eating vinegar now? Nobody likes vinegar after the meal. So it looks clearly, you're only doing it for a refuah. So that's why it's awesome. So that was Rabbi's Teretz. There's a difference if you're doing it before the meal, or you're doing it after the meal. Before the meal, you can't take this vinegar. Then it look, before the meal, it's allowed, because then it looks like you're stopped eating it. But after the meal, then it looks clearly you're doing it for a fuwa, for healing yourself. That's then it's awesome. Now the question is, if you want to tell me Rav Hold or Rav Hoyel, since Neymar, let's say like this, Hoyel Kodim Titibul Shari, since before you start to eat the meal, you are allowed to take this vinegar and swallow it down, then we say it's only called an achila, you're eating it, you're drinking it. So once you say there's a time that you're allowed to eat this vinegar, lechura liyacha tibul namishari, even after you've finished eating, it should also be mutter to do it. As if you tell me a svarav hoyel, since it's mutter here, it should be mutter there, just like you're saying by Yom Kippur, that since it's mutter on Shabbos, therefore it's allowed to do it on Yom Kippur, it's svarav hoyel, so therefore here also should be a hoyel, since. Since there is a time that you're allowed to drink this vinegar before the meal, lechura should be allowed to do it after the meal also. So Marin says, "Hode be rova mehi." And the chlami rova taka was chayzer. So Rashi, "Hode be rova mehi to chaymitz." He was chayzer from the terrace that said about vinegar. Or shniya kabaya, and he answered it like Abaya said before that there's no gzera. Mashenkin v'yezud the tefillah d'yisle hoyel omal liyacha chazara. And that the rova before said that the reason why Yom Kippur you're allowed to go to the mikvah because to say the svarav hoyel, that rova said later. In other words, really rova does hold the svarav hoyel. Therefore, Rava can't answer here that the difference between vinegar is before the meal and once after the meal, because then I would say hoyel, since there's a time you're allowed to eat the vinegar before the meal, it should be mutter even after the meal. Therefore, the only teretz is that one case is talking about where you're spitting it out, and one case is talking about where you're swallowing it down. Fred Gemara, Mimayi, he hodebei, how do you know Rava was chayzer from there? Dilma meho hodebei, maybe was chayzer from the din of Yom Kippur. Maybe he doesn't know from hoyel. Maybe he holds you're not allowed to be table on Yom Kippur. The Moloi Sakotaitis, that can't be. The Tani will learn clearly. Kol Chayvei Tfilis. Anybody that Nikra Dina has the Chia to go to the mikvah today is Toivla and Kedaka, they're allowed to go to the mikvah. Vein B'Tishabov, Vein B'Yom Kippur. Even on Tishabov, even on Yom Kippur. That Tfilah Bizmano, they're allowed to go in Isha Nidom. Bizmana Gemara, when there used to be Toivla, also Din Diraiso, when there used to be Toivla on the seventh day, that's the Tfilah Bizmano, they're allowed to do it even on Yom Kippur, even on Yom Tishabov also. But Bizman is there, we don't do it anymore. Bizman, we do it much later, because we have the chokas midrabonin. Therefore, Bizman is there, there's no chiyah tefillah. Therefore, when it can't be tevil on Yom Kippur or on Tisha B'Av. But Kol Poter Mikra Din, it says you're allowed to. So you have to say Rav agrees to this then also. So Avada Rav holds the svar of Hoyel. Since you're allowed to be tevil on Shabbos, the Rabbonin do not want to make gzeira on Yom Kippur. So therefore, by eating the chaymis, it has to be the same way also. If you would be allowed to eat the chaymis before the meal, you would be allowed to eat it after the meal also. So how does Rav answer the steer when the price is? He has to answer Rav like Abaya said. That the price that says it's mutter is talking about is somehow swallowing it. If you swallow, then it's mutter. The price that says it's awesome, that's talking about spitting it out. When you're spitting it out, then everybody says clearly you're only doing it the shame refuah, not for the purpose of eating it. Right. The Mishnah, both by Shammai and Hillel, agree that if you have this water that's tomei in a kli, you're allowed to put the kli in the mikvah to make a shaka, the water should touch the mikvah water. My avolei matfilin. What does the Mishnah say though? But you can't be tovei, you can't put mashma the kli into the mikvah. Omar Shmuel, ein matfilin es a kli agav meim of letairoi, biyomtiv. That means in the case that the kli, the pitcher, would also be tomei, even though now you want to put the water into the mikvah, so I would think that once you're allowed to be table the water, maybe you could also be table the kli, kamashmala, no. That's what the Mishnah says, you're only allowed to take a kli that's tohor, a kli made out of stone. Mashenka, a kli made out of wood that's tamei, you're not allowed to now put the water and make hashaka with the water, since agav you being metayer the kli. You're not allowed to be table kalim on Yom Tov. Versus mani masnitzin. Who does our Mishnah go like? Le Rebbe of Le Rabbonin, not like Rebbe, not like Rabbonin. The Tani will learn like this: Ein matzvilen esakli agabe meim of letairoi. You're not allowed to be toivel kalim. Now here the pitcher is tamei. You can't be toivel the pitcher. Agav, the water inside is also tamei. V'ein mashiken esamayim bekliyav letairon. And here the bright says you can't even put the water into the mikvah. You can't make hashakar either. Divrei Rebbe, that's what Rebbe says. So Chur, that's not like our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says you are allowed to make Hashaka. When the water is Tamei, you could immerse the water into the mikvah to make the water touch the mikvah water. And here Rabbi says even that much is also. So So our Mishnah can't go like Rebbe. The Chachamim say though, Matvilin, you are allowed to be toivel kli, you're allowed to put this kli in the mikvah, agav name of Latayroi. Even if the kli is tomei, you have a wooden kli that's tomei. Now if you have the water inside that says tomei, you're allowed to put everything here into the mikvah. So you are allowed to be toivel the kli. Umashikin as samayim be kliyev on the tyrant. And this word is chita. And you're allowed to put the water and make hashoka with a kli. So the chura, mani, who does our Mishnah go like? E Rebbe, if our Mishnah goes like Rebbe, kash hashoka. Rebbe says you can't make hashoka on Yom Tov Shabbos. And our Mishnah says clearly, Bishovin, you are allowed to make hashoka with the water alone. If the water is in the kli that's tahor, it's only the water that's tamei, you are allowed to make hashoka. And here Rebbe says even that much is also. If our Mishnah goes at the Rabbonin, Kashat follow. The Rabbonin say you're allowed to even be table a kli that's tamei. If you have a wooden kli that's tamei, and now if inside you have water that's tamei, Migo, you're allowed to be make hashaka with the water, you're also allowed to be table the kli also. And now Mishnah says clearly not like that. So who does our Mishnah go like? Our Mishnah can't go like Rebbe. Our Mishnah can't go like the Rabbonin. So Gemara says, boy is same a Rebbe, boy is same a Rabbonin. I'll tell you no. Our Mishnah could go like either one of them. I'll give you an answer. Could go like Rebbe, could go like Rabbanan. Iboy is saying, if you want to say, I'll tell you Rebbe. Reisha de Braisa be Yomtif. The Reisha of our Braisa here that says you're allowed to be Toivel. Even the Kalim. No. I mean, Rebbe's Braisa like this. That's Eimatil Sakli Agabi Meimov. That's what it says. You can't be Toivel the Kli. That's talking about Yomtif. So Rebbe, Reisha the Brice of Yomtiv. That the Reisha of Rebbe's Brice, it says that you can't be Toivel the Kli, but the water, yes, that's talking about Yomtiv. The Sefer, that the Sefer of Rebbe said, you can't even make Hashoka, you can't even be Toivel the water, even though the Kli is Tor, and that's not like our Mishnah, I'll tell you, the Shabbos. There Rebbe's talking about on Shabbos. To me, there's no secret to our Mishnah. Our Mishnah's talking about on Yomtiv. The Kula Mastisim be Yomtiv. Our Mishnah's talking about on Yomtiv. So it comes in like this. On Yom Tov, you're allowed to be toivel the water. If the water itself is tamein and a kli that's tor, you can make hashoka. You can take this kli now and put it into the water, mikvah, that the water's touch. That's mutter on Yom Tov. But on Shabbos, like Rebbe says, even that much is awesome. Mashenken on Yom Tov, what's mutter? It's only mutter on Yom Tov to be toivel, make hashoka in the water. But if the kli is tamein, there's no way to be toivel the kalim on Yom Tov. So it could be our Mishnah comes out good like Rebbe. The boy is saying another herat like against you. The boy is saying Rabbonin. I tell you, Mishnah goes with Rabbonin. The kula masdisim b'Shabbos. Our whole Mishnah is talking about Shabbos. Is that what the Rabbonin here in the Brisa say? You're allowed to be toivel even the kalim, even the kli that's tomei. You're allowed to put this tomei water in the kli and put both of them into the mikvah. That's talking about Yom Tov. Our Mishnah says you're not allowed to do that. Our Mishnah says, Avoloi Matfilin, you can't take a Talmudic Kli. If the Kli is Tomei, you're not allowed to put it into the Mikvah. Our Mishnah is talking about Shabbos. So there's a difference between Shabbos and Yom Tov. So therefore, could be our Mishnah comes out like both of them. Tana Rabbonin, Kli Shenitma Mer of Yom Tov. You have a Kli that became Tomei and Mer of Yom Tov. Ein Matfilin Noisoi Ben Hashemoshes. You should know, Ben Hashemoshes, you're not allowed to be Tevel. In the beginning of Yom Tov, Ben Hashemoshes, you can't be Tevel. So Poshet Warrior to Suffolk, maybe it's Lila already, maybe it's Yom Tov. So the same way you can't be Tevel on Yom Tov, you can't be Tevel Ben Hashemoshes either. Because Ben Hashemoshes means there's a doubt now whether it's Yom Tov or not. The Rashi says, the Bnei Shu Suffolk Lila, the Nimtzu Matzil be Yom Tov. Comes out, you're being Tevel on Yom Tov itself. Rebbe Shimon Shizuri Yomer Af Bechol En Matvil Noisai. Even on the weekday, a person can't be Tevel a Kli right by Ben Hashemoshes. Why? Bnei Shetzorach Her Shemesh. Because the locker is, if a kli is tamei, you have to put it into the mikvah before shkia. And then you have to wait till shkia comes by. And then after shkia, after setzachovim, that's when you're allowed to use the keli. That's called harashemesh, we always had. You need, for a lot of things, before harashemesh is called a tful yom. For a truma, it has to have, you can't use it for truma until after harashemesh. Now, if a kli was tamei, a shem is such a kli, and you table the kli right away, the kli is still tamei for truma. You're not allowed to use it yet. You have to wait till Harash Shemesh, till it comes after Shki, after Tetzach Chovim, then you can first use it. Now the halacha is that tefillah, you have to put the kli in the mikvah before Shkia. Here, if you put the kli in the mikvah, Ben HaShemoshes, we're afraid the person will come to use the kli right afterwards. And really, you're not allowed to, because there was no Harash Shemesh, because you put the kli in the mikvah first Balayla. The halacha is the kli has to go into the mikvah by join. And then afterwards it has to be Harish Shemesh has to go over the kli when the kli is already torn in the mikvah. And then it helps. Therefore, again, so Reb Shimon Shazuri Yoyme Af Bechur Lein Matfil Noisai. Even on a regular weekday, you're not allowed to be table kelim in the mikvah Ben Hashemoshes. Rav Nei Shetzorach Harish Shemesh. Like Rashi says, Af Bechoyim, Im Anu Royin Odim Hamatfil Kli Ben Hashemoshes. We see somebody putting the kli in the mikvah Ben Hashemoshes. We have to tell the person to go back. V'limchis b'yod to tell nothing doing. You have to be table again tomorrow. Why? Because you have to wait till Shkia comes upon afterwards in the mikvah. V'zeh hitful kli b'layla. This person put the kli in the mikvah. Could be it's nighttime already. So v'aday dait l'shtamish b'miyad. Since this person was running to the mikvah, he mistam thought he's making it before Shkia, and he thinks he could use the kli right away. It's not going to wait until tomorrow. So if we tell the person nothing doing, this field doesn't help. How come a Tanakama says you are allowed to? He says it's only Yasser on Yom Tif. But on a regular weekday, it's Mutter. Why doesn't it know from Harashemesh? So my Rabba says like this. I found the Rabbonin of Rebbe's the Rav Tamidim. The Yasper, they were sitting in Koma. They said like the Koma, they said like this. But my Shavtoi Nikeres Pateich Maisav Kimiflugi. The Machlokes says when we see clearly from his actions what the person really meant to do. What's the case? We're going to knock out mona v'yodei. The person was holding his big pot in his hand. The royet, he was running. V'yozu ben hashemoshes latvula. He was running to the mikvah now. So Masa, the one svar is, hi, the koroyet, why is this person running right now, v'yozu? Because made the yodei the boy Harashemesh. For sure, this person knows the halacha that I could only use this kli if I get to the mikvah before Shkia. I have to put the kli in the mikvah before when it's still yoin. And then I wait till after Shkia, then I could use it. Oh, so therefore, you're allowed to be tovel ben hashemoshes, because since the person is running, he knows the halacha. So zicha, look at his clock by the time he gets to the mikvah, and he'll only use it if he made it before Shkia, before sunset. Oh, Masava, the other man, the Yom, holds no. Reb Shimon Shazuri holds, the reason why the person is running, Sam, he's busy, he has no time, that's why he's running. And therefore, we're afraid maybe this person does not know the law of Harish Shemesh, and he's going to be toibled it, and he missed the Shkia by 5 minutes, and he'll go home and use it right away, and he's not allowed to. He has to wait first till next night to use it. So that's what they wanted to say. The Amidlu no, he answered back, no. There's no machlokes. If we can see clearly what the person meant from his actions, there's no machlokes. He pleaded with the machlokes, but that for sure is not enough. Machshavta is not enough. We're afraid maybe he's only running too much. That won't be enough. No, Rashi not there. Rashi, the kuli yama loypol. Rashi, the vada nikeres b'yinish yama. Rashi, no. Avada, everybody holds that we see the person running. For sure, he knows what he's doing, and he knows that he has to make shkia. So we're not afraid. So why does the Shimon Shazuri answer? Why does he say nothing doing in a case like this? Keep pleading with the machlokes to go in the itma bepochus mechadosha. The case is that it became tomei from a pochus mechadosha. That's what touched the kli, and the halacha is a pochus mechadosha is not metamrit. Kodrashi, mona achrina, but pochus mechadosha min asherbet v'yosle shuz. Come to ask the question now. V'yosle came with the rabbon l'shluye. Came to ask the question, v'pochus mechadosha itmi yoloi. If a pochus mechadosha touched the kli, does it become tummy or not? And the loch rizit does not become tummy. So he's not asking about this kli. He has one kli that's vadi tummy. But he's also coming to ask the question about another kli. Now, masav, one holds, Reb Shimon Shazuri holds, me the holy gomer, since this person does not know the halacha that you need at least the size of a chadosha, the size of a sheretz has to at least be the size of a chadosha. That's a small, very small thing. Mashenkin, if it's smaller than that, it's tor. So since this person does not know this halacha, is I'll tell you, Harish Shemesh namoloi gomer. The person does not know hilchos tuma. Therefore, Shimon Shazuri says that we don't let this person be table now ben hashmoshes. Well, master of their body and say no. Hayudulay gomer, the person only does not know this halacha about pochus mechadosha. This halacha is not a bakiyin. Or the harashem is gomer, but it could be that's a pashtut halacha that everybody knows. You have to put the kli in the mikvah before shkia. So since the person is running now to the mikvah, for sure he knows what he's doing, and for sure he'll make it before shkia. Because we're not afraid the person does not know this halacha. Even though he does know the halacha about the size, how big the sheretz has to be to matamrid, but this much he does know.
Yeah, then the last Gemara says, Tana Rabbanan, Ketzad Migav Legav. What does the Mishnah mean? You are allowed to be toivel on Yom Tefakli from Migav Legav, means from one purpose to another purpose. That means Haroitze Lasa is Gitoy. If somebody was toivel at Kelim Almanas to make Gitoy, Agave Kadoy, or else the Kadoy Agave Gitoy, is Isa. In such a case, he is allowed to be toivel his Kelim. Like Rashi says, what we're talking about now is Haroitze Lasa is Gitoy Agave Kadoy. That means Mishoy your Kelim Tumeyim. Somebody had, let's say, his pots, his Kelim with Tomei, Vehitfilom Ledas Adricha Zesav. Now the reason why he was toivel, he put it into the mikvah, he thought he was going to use these pots to make oil, to squeeze out the olives. The nimlach lasas gitoy, and then he changed his mind to use it to make wine with. So the locher is oisoy gitoy agave tfilazu. Really the locher is you are allowed to make wine now with this kelim, but since you toivel, you put it into the mikvah, even though at the time you had a mind to make oil, that doesn't make a difference. Now, Mi'ikar Hadin, you are allowed to make wine. She'etvilu l'shem kadoi. V'yein tzorech lachzol latvilu l'shem gas. You do not have to change it over again to table it a second time. Now, v'yihi tefila shni, if somebody does do it, habola hachmer latzmi, somebody wants to be machmer upon himself. Ulahatvil ketoni masnisin shumatvil. B'yontiv. That the Mishnah says you are allowed to make the second tefila on yontiv. Shane can't take and kli, because it's not really called you fixing up the kli. V'yena tefila shrei ena tzricha, you don't need this tefila. In other words, since at the beginning when you were table the kli before yomtiv, it's called the good tefila, now if on yomtiv you change your mind and want to use it for another purpose, you don't have to make another tefila. So if you want to be machim and make a second tefila, it's not called the tikkun mona, that you're allowed to do even on yomtiv. The same thing the Gemara says vayta, the next case of the Mishnah was, Ketzad, what's the case from one chabura, one group of people to another group of people? You originally before Pesach, you appointed yourself with one group of people to eat the Korban Pesach, and you were toivel amanazeh to eat the Korban Pesach with these people. And then on Erev Pesach, before the Shechit, you change your mind and you want to eat the Korban Pesach now with another group of people. The halacha is really you're allowed to. And you don't have to be terrible a second time. If you want to go to the mikvah a second time, the lochri is harashus biyadai. You have a right to do it. Because the same halacha, like Rashi says, b'chaburazu, a'pizcho b'hoyitomei, oikelim t'meim, v'tova ledas kein, either you were tomei or you kelim were tomei, and you were terrible them almanaz to eat with this group of people. The lochri is harashus biyadai, v'yein tzorach last l'hatfil. Really, you don't have to be terrible a second time. But just if somebody wants to be machmer and wants to be table a second time, that's the chiddush of the Mishnah. You're even allowed to do it on yomtiv, because again, this is not called the tefillah that you have to. That's being misak and fixing the person or the kli, because really you don't have to make a second tefillah. So if you want to be machmer and make the second tefillah, this you're even allowed to do on yomtiv. All right, we'll stop here.